Shalom and welcome with Bindonovsky. Today I have a word I received on month 12, day 9, the year 2022. It came around 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, actually, afternoon. 5 o'clock is now dark already outside. You think it's night, but it's afternoon for some. Evening, maybe I say evening. So please ask the Holy Spirit prayerfully to lead and guide you through this prophecy, that you will get all the understanding and wisdom how to handle it and to get the pearls out of it. So I'm going to read it now just right away. One day it will come. It will come upon you and every single person in this world. You will stand before me and I will ask you a simple question. Have you kept my commandments to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? And many will say, I didn't know that your commandments. Nobody told me anything about it. Even if this would be true as an excuse, I will continue to ask if you have loved your neighbor as you love yourself. And in that, many will turn their hearts to themselves and respond, who is my neighbor? Too many I will answer. I would have mercy on you if you have been passed by on the opposite side at the ones who got beaten down. But no, instead, when you have seen anyone wounded and downtrodden, the one thing you have done is that you have trampled upon them and mocked me by that into my face. Following orders is all you knew and still know, but instead following my good commandments for your blessing to love all those who are created in my image. Instead, you followed orders of wicked men. Now you can follow them where I sent them. And to many I will say that they love money more than their neighbor. Deeply rooted in their hearts, greed has grown so high that they can't hear the human cries anymore. Never satisfied with their desires for more and more and more. My Torah is written into every person's heart. And not only this you know from the deep inside, but all creation witness of my glory. Look at the sky, the sun, moon, stars, and the clouds. They all speak about me. Day transfers the torch to the night. In its given timing, night will hand the torch back to the day for you to distinguish between light and darkness. It will continue days, weeks, months, and years until I will speak and finish the race of day and night. Remember, you can only run forward in time. Run your race in expectation to win the real prize. Sadly, many, too many run in a way with a desire to win the prize of death. Less and less people are zealous for my commandments. The great commandment to love your neighbor has become a needle in the haystack of evil, wickedness, and lawlessness. One day it will come back to you. The sheep and goats are being currently separated. The day will come when the door to the sheepfold will close after I have gathered them all in one moment from all four corners of the earth. Think about a world where there is nobody else anymore who will do good to the least of their brethren. Take your time and meditate upon it and imagine. Is this a world you want to live in? If yes, then continue to treat your neighbor as a piece of rubbish. But then don't complain when someone else beats you down, leaves you half dead on the daily road, and there will be nobody who will have pity with you and help you out of your desperation. Neither will I have mercy upon you if you don't repent now. Not much time is left. One day you will be hungry and thirsty, not for bread and water, but for my words of truth and righteousness. I am the truth, the way and the life, and my love burns inside me to save you from eternal destruction. I don't want anyone to perish, but everyone to have eternal life. One day you will stand before my glorious throne, and there you can't hide anymore anything you have done and did not do for me. The day will come soon when I will come and you will look upon my face and see the things you have done and didn't do. One day. All right, that was the prophecy. One day. I know to keep the commandments of Yud-Heh-Waf-Heh is not so famous. Even not in the Christian environment. In the world, they possibly don't know it or they laugh at it. But Yeshua said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And to keep the commandments is to keep the Father's commandments, which is basically the Ten Commandments at least, and the others that are applicable for us, some are for certain groups of people. Is it possible to keep them? In my experience, very hard, not really, but at least I try, and by learning it gets better, slowly but surely. Maybe because I'm a terrible student and my learning is very, very, very slow and limited, even. So it might take longer than I wish. So my heart cries out, I want to keep his commandments. Because I love Yeshua, but it's not so easy. But many Christians even don't want to try. This is what I don't understand. And yes, you surely heard the arguments why they supposedly don't need to keep God's commandments. They only break it down to one. To love your neighbor as you love yourself does not erase all the other commandments. And it just gives the whole thing a better focus. All right, but one day it will be when we stand before him. Some will be in joy, others will be in worry, sorry. But there you cannot repent anymore when you stand before him. It's done, it's over. All right, I will not talk so much. The time is rushing by and I have so many other things to do. There's still piles of prophetic words and dreams in the pipeline, and I wish you loads of blessing, and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.